welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Ron will not be joining us today.
I hear he's on the International Space Station.
Yes.
Good for
him.
Where
he's at. Yes,
okay,
yes.
He's not at work. That's where he is. And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively with the host of Podcast DX. On today's show, we're speaking with Chelsea Weaver about her experience with post-acute COVID, also known as long COVID. Chelsea is a 31-year-old woman. She's a mother of a beautiful little girl that's just over 2 years old. They live in Tennessee with her wonderful husband on a quiet little farm. Before her illness, she was a surgical technologist who used to assist in open heart surgery as well as some other specialties.
Wow.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today, Chelsea.
Thank you all for having me.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm
busy
woman. Person. Yeah. Yes. Good. I mean, that's, amazing. I never understood how you can keep track of all the tools and everything in a surgical, during a surgical procedure. So
they lose some sometimes.
Oh, okay. We're not going to say that.
Gotta count them.
Yeah.
Gotta
yeah.
count every single one.
Yeah. And just the nomenclature and everything. But yeah, that's, I once watched a surgical tech go through a huge pile of tools and sitting there going like, whatever, handing it off to the side. And I was just like, oh my gosh. For me with aphasia, I would be lost. But hi, Chelsea. Could you tell us how the COVID pandemic has affected your life there in on your farm in Tennessee?
COVID is actually part of the reason why I'm on the farm in Tennessee. Oh. I started off before I got sick right outside of Asheville, North Carolina, and that's where I was doing my surgical assisting. It's where I met my husband. It's where I had my baby. But after we were infected with COVID, I wasn't actually able to remember the nomenclature the terminology, and I've actually forgotten some of the procedures. So that took me out of my career.
I'm so sorry.
And we had to come back home.
Okay. So your family was from Tennessee initially?
Okay. Yeah, my parents bought this property, and so it's a family property that we were lucky to have to come back to once I wasn't able to work anymore, and my husband was affected by similar situation. He was a postal worker and forgot his routes that he has known, and so we both have had to restructure how we survived, basically, and that meant coming back to the family property and starting from home.
Amazing. Wow, that's rough. What part of Tennessee are you in now?
I'm in East Tennessee. I'm in Granger County. Okay. We're known for tomatoes.
Oh,
nice. Just northeast of Knoxville.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All
okay,
right.
Yeah, we're familiar with the Knoxville area. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And Chelsea, how did the pandemic change your day-to-day life and activities when you were back in Asheville?
In Asheville, we were still yet pretty acutely sick at that time. It affected my ability basically to take care of my newborn and to work and just to kind of function. My first symptoms of having long-term issues from COVID was after I had got over the initial sickness, bending over to pick her up or play with her on the floor. She was still 2 or 3 months old, and I couldn't pick her up. I couldn't go from the floor to standing without stabbing, chest pains, or getting dizzy. Yeah. And that's nothing I've ever dealt with before. I used to be very physically active. So little things got difficult.
Sure.
Yeah.
During your initial bout with COVID, did you have to be hospitalized?
We were not, luckily. We both came very close. There was actually one point when I was sick, I got up and I couldn't breathe after waking up. And it was, I knew I was a few seconds away from losing consciousness. And I just grabbed my husband's chest and was trying to breathe. And I was so close to telling him to call 911 when I started being able to clear my lungs and get my breath back.
Okay.
But we both struggle with with coming to terms with the fact that we came very close. We're both still yet working through that.
Wow.
Well, and you were both in very high risk
jobs. As far as catching it, right?
I mean, if you can think of a riskier job out there, I can't think of one.
How about the baby? Did the baby end up getting it too?
She had some of the symptoms that we had, but we were lucky to have an outlet on her. Her oxygen didn't drop as low as ours did. It did drop into the low 90s. It was, I think her lowest was at 91%.
Okay.
So they don't like to see babies lower than 94%. Right. So I was watching that outlet a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And scary time.
Yeah. And I mean, there were about 27,000 people who did die from COVID or COVID-related conditions in Tennessee. So, I mean, it was, you know, as we all know, it's been a difficult thing. What has helped you deal with the increased stress? I mean, you have a newborn, your job has changed, your location has changed, your entire situation has changed. So how are you dealing with the stressors of the past 2.5 years with COVID, quarantining, and all of that?
I'm lucky to have my husband. Okay. He's been a rock. Mm-hmm. We've been a rock for each other. And then just seeing my little girl still growing, still being healthy, still being smart as she can be, that just we're headed on the right path. So as long as we're on the right path, we just keep trucking.
Good. Okay. Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Chelsea, were you able to get the COVID vaccine?
I was. We had hoped that we would get the vaccine before any infection that we might get, but we were not able to do that. Okay. In fact, I believe we were infected twice before we were able to get the vaccine.
I see. Okay.
The first dose.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Chelsea, was there contact tracing in your area, either in North Carolina or there in Tennessee?
I would hear about contact tracing from distant people that I knew, but myself and no one close to me personally, I believe, were ever in contact with a contact tracer.
Okay.
All right. And how long were you off of work then? You know, like
from the initial?
Yeah, from the initial sickness, right. Were you able to go back to work or is it?
The initial sickness happened. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The initial sickness happened during my postpartum period.
Okay.
It's been a continuous decline.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So I actually had planned to go back to work and had to call them and notify them that it wasn't going to be possible.
Right.
We had to move.
Yeah. Is this something that's covered with workman's comp because, you know, you might have gotten it at work?
Or can the Social Security Administration help? I don't know if they have.
For workman's comp, I believe you have to prove that you know what and where and how. You have to be able to prove basically down to the person that infected you.
Oh, okay. Right.
And in our situations, both myself and my husband, the areas that we were in, they weren't actually requiring masks, even when it was required nationally. My husband was at the post office, and they were having their morning meetings crammed in the same office every day. And that was part of his decision to walk away from that job, aside from not being able to remember the routes and feeling like a liability.
Wow.
Now, Social Security disability, now they recognize long COVID as a potential diagnosis for disability, but I have heard people are struggling to
get that
disability,
covered. Okay. Wow.
Yes.
That's rough.
Well, yeah, and it is so new, and it's...
Yeah, yeah. They're probably going to have to work through all the
quirks and that.
Yeah, the protocol for it.
Right. And would you say...
Absolutely.
You said you had a rather severe case of COVID. I mean, not, you know, super, super severe, but pretty severe. So, and I just can't believe the no mask thing.
No.
I mean, although we still wear masks when we go out, and it's astonishing to see how many people don't.
Right.
Yeah.
You get weird looks in this area. You have people sometimes kind of get mouthy with you in this area.
Right. I've seen videos of people getting angry with people wearing a mask. It's like, hey, it's my mask. It's my choice.
Right.
Doesn't affect you. Right. Go on your way. Thank you very much.
Absolutely part of all of this. The issue is denial. Yeah. A big part of it is.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
God, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
So how long did it take to recover from the initial severe case of COVID? You know, like how long did it take for you to get back to where you were kind of normal?
We thought that we were, after the first infection, we thought we were fully recovered. And it didn't take us long. It took us about 2.5 to 3 weeks of just feeling like some cruddy flu-like stuff.
Okay.
And it was after the second, what we believe was the second infection, around the time my baby was about 4 months old. That one was very hard for us to recover, and we never fully did.
Mm. Okay. All right. Did you have any family or friends that were able to come in and help you with that? Of course, how do family and friends come in
when you're,
they don't want to get infected?
Right. Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, in our case, we wanted family around to a degree. We were trying to be careful because, you know, we knew about the virus and we had a newborn. So we only allowed very limited family around because a lot of them didn't take it seriously.
Okay.
It was actually my husband's mother that was there to help us. Okay. And she told us she was being careful.
Okay.
And instead, we found out that she was living life normally, and that led to us getting infected the second time that we haven't fully recovered from. So family hasn't been much help, unfortunately.
Yeah. Wow. That kind of ricocheted on you. That's no good.
Well, I guess people don't realize, we have gotten a little bit laxed, I will say here, because when everything was first started up, you know, we wouldn't touch our mail. We would bring the mail in and put it off to the side for a couple of days. And we washed our hands so much they bled. And, you know, we were washed our groceries when they came into the house and all of that. And now we've gotten a little bit more laxed. And as of today, my sister has COVID.
Yeah, but that's because school started. Yeah. And she got it from her son.
Yeah.
This is her second time.
I don't think we've had it yet.
No,
but
knock on wood.
Yeah, I will not. I'm gonna also knock on wood. Okay. So it's terrifying. Can you tell us, when did you recognize that you were having the long COVID or the post COVID stage? When did you realize that you were having those symptoms and recognized that's what's going on?
It took me some time because our concern and with having the newborn and just because we were doing the same things, washing of the hands, masks, not just masks, but N95s.
Yeah.
And only one of us would go into a store at a time because we wouldn't take the baby in. Mm-hmm. So my husband would either stay home or in the car. So we were very careful. Mm-hmm. And so I started wondering, you know, is this me manifesting some of these things? But when you get that stabbing chest pain and it almost brings you to your knees and it's just constant. And then I was having other things. I started getting tachycardia, bending over just to do certain things like load the dishwasher, put my husband in the floor with a gray face over the air vent, trying to just, you know, feel like he wasn't going to pass out. So we both started having issues trying to just do day-to-day things. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make sense. Then I started forgetting certain words. Mm-hmm. They don't come to me. It's like they're just kind of gone.
Yep.
And it's a frustrating. Once we got to a point, I think we were actually very foggy at the time. Mm-hmm. And it kind of took us coming out of the fog a little bit just to realize how bad things had gotten. And then a good day comes and you're like, wow, I've actually felt terrible. So it's been hindsight. A lot of it was recognized by hindsight. And then now in the moment, we know what's happening.
Okay.
Right. It took longer than it should have, I feel like. But
we
were not in a clear mind state.
Right. You were dealing with
that. Right.
Has it altered your sense of taste and smell as well, or have you started to get that back?
I was fortunate that my taste was only affected for a short period of time and my smell.
Okay.
My husband's has lasted a lot longer. His mine might be muted with certain flavors. His some things just don't taste the same as they did.
Okay. Okay.
And then how did the long COVID affect you as far as dysautonomia? What part of your system is out of whack now?
Yeah, you were saying the tachycardia and
Breathing.
right.
How about
I
digestion?
felt
I mean,
initially like,
digestion could also be affected.
yeah.
My husband has been affected by the digestive system
Okay.
worse than anyone that I know. He has been hit hard. Mine feels almost cardiac, but there's a neurological aspect for sure to it because I have lost so much hair. I'm almost bald. And he's losing his hair too, but it comes back. It's weird. We go through cycles of it. And then my teeth crumbling have been a thing that has happened. I kind of wonder if part of that's from my pregnancy because I had hyperemesis terribly for the whole pregnancy, but it's still
Jeez.
happening. My
Right.
teeth are still crumbling.
Right, right.
I get rashes.
Okay.
And pins and needles down my back, down my legs, just getting up to do stuff. It sends like a wave of pins and needles over my body. And it's just exhaustion,
Of
just a
course.
type of exhaustion I've never known. And I used to work on call 2 weeks at a time for 24/7 and do 12s back to back. I've never been exhausted like this kind of exhaustion.
Have you already started the process with the Social Security disability?
I have been talking to my cardiologist about it.
Okay.
He is trying me on different medications to see what might be able to rein in the tachycardia and some of these other symptoms.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it might have helped me with the stabbing chest pains to a degree, but there's always something else. If I can even physically get off the couch, there's always something else that it just doesn't seem to help with.
Right.
Sure.
Well, you
So
need
he was
to
going to talk to me again.
start documenting because
How it
the
affects your day-to-day
right,
life.
how it's affecting your day-to-day life. As a matter of fact, you'll be able to use this audio recording in the future and
To
say
remind yourself of,
to
oh,
re
yeah,
yeah
everything you're going through.
hey, this is how it was back then. And
Because it is a challenging
right,
process.
because you can't take care of your family, you can't take care of your child, you can't go out and work. I mean, obviously it's affected every part of your life. Are there any alternative therapies that have helped, like ice, heat, acupuncture, acupressure,
Yeah, does like taking a
massage?
warm bath help?
Yeah, hot
Does
bath,
or being in a cool area?
air conditioning. I mean,
Yeah. What if anything has made you more comfortable?
Heat does not help anything. My go-to would have been a hot bath before, but it does not help me now. Now it's cold. We keep our house on about 66 to 67 degrees now, and if we are particularly bad, we just find a cold place, put our head over the vent with the cold air coming out, or in the freezer even. It's the cold is almost where we can thrive a little bit. The heat is just so debilitating.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's part of
I
the
have
whole.
tried. I want to try acupuncture.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
All
Yeah.
right.
Oh, no. This is your thing. We want to hear
Yeah,
from you.
acupuncture I've heard
Could
might help
help.
with
Could
some
help.
things.
Right.
Right.
But yeah, not being able to deal with the heat and
We have
regulate your
heard that.
temperature. Yeah. That's got to be. That's
Right.
challenging.
Well, it's not covered by insurance. So that's one thing we'd like to
Okay.
eventually kind of try. I have heard there's been good results with alternative therapy from osteopathic doctors, I have heard.
Okay.
Okay. And what are some of the less obvious parts of your life that have been affected by COVID? I mean, your whole life has been affected.
Right.
Is there anything we haven't touched on
Yeah.
yet?
I'd say the one thing I didn't expect the most was the social aspect of change. Some of our family, of course, didn't take the virus seriously. And then by extension, when we were sick and didn't recover, they didn't take us seriously. So we've heard everything from get over it to you're getting old.
Oh, wow.
To this is just how aging is. Yeah. When we can't remember certain things, I have a hard time remembering some parts of my child's first months. And I wouldn't be able to recall those things, I feel, if I didn't have some of the videos and pictures that my husband and I got.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, you know, it's okay. I think some of these things let you know mm-hmm. who you can rely on
right,
in times
right.
where you need somebody.
We
and if that means we have to be self-reliant.
Mm-hmm. Right. Jean and I went through a similar situation during the beginning of COVID where we ended up parting ways with some family members.
We no
members.
Longer have to buy wedding presents for a lot of people.
We're trying
or
to think
birthday
of,
or
yeah, we're trying to think
gifts.
Of the positive, but it is painful when you think of it. It's like,
it
my
is.
God, you know, why do we have to? But we
it
definitely
everyone out.
We definitely understand the tension and the angst and how you're feeling with that because we've been there.
Yeah, you want them there, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
you want your family,
right.
but
right.
if they can't be there, then are they family?
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, right. yes. We're right there with you.
Couldn't even care about my child.
Oh.
yeah.
I'm
right
sorry.
There with you.
Well, on a more positive note.
Okay. What, with everything opening up,
yes.
are you looking forward to, what are you looking forward to in the next year or two? What, you know, you got to have a positive attitude. We talked to a cardiologist yesterday, and his spiel was functional medicine. Functional medicine means that you're looking at the entire body, the soul, the heart, the mind, and the body.
So like
and
nutrition,
exercise,
sleep. But I'm thinking more like fun stuff, like
religion.
Travel. Okay, I was thinking.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You got to kind of look at all of it.
right,
And
right.
you got to try to get the strength from
mm-hmm.
wherever you can.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any things that you can look forward to? Well, your baby
yes.
is getting older.
Yeah.
How old is she now? He or she? I forgot to ask.
She's now 2.5 years old.
Two and a half. Okay. Is she into the terrible twos?
Mm-hmm. I think she started right before two. She started early.
Okay. This one over here.
I knew this was coming. I'm
this
sorry.
One sitting next to me when she was in
I
the
was
terrible twos. She was so much fun. She got into everything. I mean, like everything.
Yes.
And back then, we didn't have childproof this, childproof that. So I had to ad lib. And I tried to super glue was brand new back then. I tried to super glue a lock onto the cabinet door so that she wouldn't get into the cleaning stuff. And she would just
mm-hmm.
open it up. I said, okay, well, that didn't work. So then I said, all right, well, I'm going to super glue it underneath the door where she can't see it. So I'm sitting on the floor with my finger holding it underneath because now gravity is going against me. I'm holding it up. I ended up super gluing myself to the cabinet. And I couldn't move until my husband got home from work like hours later. So I'm sitting there glued to the cabinet and she's just running around the house having a good old time saying this worked out really great.
Yes.
But yeah, now that she's 2.5, you can look forward to and things are opening up a little bit. Maybe you can look forward to taking her out to the park and, you know, does she have energy or have you noticed that she's having any of these effects also?
We have debated that a bit. Some days she has bad days. When we do, it makes us wonder. But her energy is through the roof, like it should be.
Yeah, better
so
than yours.
So it
good.
Gives us some comfort.
Good, good.
Yes, it gives us some comfort that she can run around and play. And she will play at the park as long as we let her. That's one thing we are doing to try to
make
bring up
normal.
Our ability, our
mm-hmm.
cardiac reserve,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Right. Right.
Yeah, give us some more ability to move around and just kind of... Yeah, we've started with the park. So she goes about twice a week.
Okay.
I try to do some light gardening
okay.
outside, but uh-huh. we can't do in-ground because it's too much to dig up the dirt.
Sure. Yep.
So we
yep.
are in planters right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. We're trying to slowly build back up because
okay.
eventually I would like to try to take a vacation once we can afford it, but everything has
right.
everything has just changed.
Right,
yeah.
right,
so.
Right. Adjust as you can go.
Right.
What kind of a farm do you have? Is it like a hobby farm?
My father, when he did it, it was mostly just food for the family. We had some goats, the dogs out here. It was almost even a makeshift shelter. We ended up with a bunch of dogs and, finding them homes and those kind of things. But it was mostly farm food for the family and crops, that we grew canning. And I'd like to get back to that eventually too.
That would be great for you. Yeah, I could see that being beneficial. It's a win-win. You get to eat
It's
your
a lot
own
of work.
food.
It's physical work.
Yeah,
It's
but
very hard work.
you could do it in the container gardenings, and that's less work for you.
Just we'll just
Absolutely.
send my mom down there and she can help out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh yeah, you could definitely do that." Whereas, how many vegetables did you grow this year, Mom?
Well, I got all kinds of tomatoes out in front.
From the squirrels planting the
Yeah,
tomatoes?
that's all we got.
Yeah, the
Okay.
squirrels planted our tomatoes.
All right.
We did tomatoes and some strawberries, and that was all we could
Oh.
manage physically before the
Yeah.
season was too late. So
Okay.
maybe next year we'll have more.
Oh yeah, you
Awesome.
will. You
Awesome.
will. Look forward to another year. So, the family and
Absolutely.
friends haven't really been able to help you much. Have you found any other support anywhere?
Or any online communities?
We do have some wonderful online communities for long COVID that I'm a part of. There is Survivor Corps. There are many that are just named under, long haulers and support or post-COVID and support. Some of them are actually advocates for people who have long haulers, trying to advocate with representatives in the states and local representatives, and even with Social Security. That is part of the reason why Social Security now recognizes long COVID as a disability.
Good,
Okay.
So fortunately, there are some support groups. They're part of the ones that helped me to realize early on that this stuff was not in my head, that it was something physically actually happening to my body, because too many
Sure.
people were dealing with the same thing as me.
Right.
And has self-care helped you at all? Taking time for yourself? And I understand that that's not very,
Wherever you
not
can,
easy to
right.
do with a 2.5-year-old.
Yeah, I do try. I actually am in sessions with a therapist to help through some of this. So that's a little bit of that. We take time away just to be out in the woods and just kind of reset like that. Sometimes if I can physically get out and it's not terrible, mushroom foraging is something
Oh,
that I
one of
have
my
gotten into a
favorite
little
things.
bit.
Oh, I love mushroom hunting.
Yes.
Love it, love
But
it,
yeah,
love it.
puffballs, and I found
Oh.
lion's mane
Oh,
and
wow,
all kinds of
nice.
things. But it's,
Nice.
yeah, so we're working up to being able to physically do that more.
Good.
Oh, very
Good.
exciting.
That got me excited. Well,
Yep.
what advice do you have for someone who was recently diagnosed with COVID?
I would say to stay hydrated and to rest. Don't push yourself. I think that's something we made mistakes on early on, and that a lot of people make mistakes on, is not letting yourself rest. Your body's healing. And even if you think you might be okay and you do small things and you're physically exhausted, that's your body telling you that you still yet need to rest. And those support groups on Facebook, especially if you haven't fully recovered, it's good to know what some people have tried, what has worked for some people. Through those groups like support, I'm sorry, Survivor Corps. So,
And then has your cardiologist actually diagnosed you with POTS? Have they done the tilt table test?
I haven't had the tilt table. He listened to me. He made me do some physical maneuvers, get up and move from one place to another, bend over, and those things. And he said that my heart rate skyrocketed. Then I was given an EKG. They said they did have tachycardic episodes on the EKG, and I haven't been able to follow up with him since that point. He told me to stay on the medicine that he gave me.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Do you have any tips, hints, or advice for anybody else that might have long COVID?
I do actually. Some research suggests that about 25% of people who have long COVID symptoms benefit from the vaccines and the boosters.
Okay.
So some people have actually seen a reduction of their long COVID issues.
Oh, so
with vaccination
after they got the COVID.
Okay.
After they got the COVID and now they're into the long COVID period, they're still getting boosters.
Right.
And okay. The boosters themselves are helping. Yeah. Okay, so
that's great advice.
According to about 25%.
All right, so you're going to keep an eye on whenever the boosters are available and get boosted.
Well, and we're also going to let my sister
know. We are fully vaccinated.
We're going to let my daughter know because my other daughter just got COVID again today.
It's helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
Was it easier to get vaccination? Or is it easier, I guess, now in North Carolina versus Tennessee? Did you see a difference in accessibility for the vaccinations and boosters?
As far once the vaccines became widely available, mm-hmm. Early on, we were able to get them pretty quick in North Carolina after they were made available. I'm not sure about Tennessee, but I do know anytime we have been for another booster or anything like that, mm-hmm. the health department's practically empty over there. We're pretty much the only ones that's been there getting those vaccinations. It's a small town, too.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I don't think that people are showing as much interest in some of these small rural areas. So mm-hmm. those who do want it have pretty much whatever access they want.
Good.
Yeah, great. That's great. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for joining our show today. We really, really appreciate it. And you are very, very, very busy. So we appreciate your time. How can our listeners learn more about you?
You can find me on Facebook. I'm open to any questions that you might have. You can find me at facebook.com/cweaver20. So, that's probably the only way.
I agree.
Okay, great.
I will put a link for that on our website.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you, Chelsea. If our listeners have any questions or comments
related to
today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast.
As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.